The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Monday, the 14th of April, 2025. I wanted to wait until the American market's opened, and they've opened up. But this is chaos, isn't it? So this is the macro news. In fact, let me just go through, first of all, where the markets are at the moment. So starting off with the FTSE 100, it's up 1.86%, back above 8,000. In fact, 8,112. The FTSE 250 is at up 1.95% to 18,876. The small cap up 1.5% to 6,259. And the AIM All Share, where is it? Nice little bounce today. Oh, it's nice. It's a good rise, actually, from the bottom. We're at 657. Well, so the last support resistance was at 680. So maybe need to get above that, not far off that. The S&P 500 in America is up 1.3%. The NASDAQ is up also 1.3%. Where's the Dow Jones? Up just under 1% there at 40,592. The S&P, by the way, just has experienced the death cross. That is the 50-day moving average moving down over the 200-day moving average. Now, I've looked at the last 11 times this has happened since 2000, and the average drop from the high to the low after this happens is 22.67%. Right now, the S&P 500 is down 11%. So maybe another 10%. That would mean breaching the recent low, which got down to 4,953, we're at 5,437. And I think it's going lower. I'll explain why in a bit, but apart from that, the chart analysis there. Let's look at commodities. Brent crude up 2% a day to $65 a barrel. What else we got? We got copper also rallying a little bit here. We got, what is it? Well, in fact, 1% here, copper, but it's taking a bit of a hammering. It's at 10,091, so back above 10,000. It did hit 11,600, and it did hit a low of 9,052, so it's rallying a bit. Gold hit an all-time high Friday. It's now come back a little bit, less than 1%, but it's $3,214 an ounce. I think that underplays the uncertainty around the markets there, what Trump is causing. What else is there? Let's look at bonds, because, of course, they move the markets pretty much. The UK two-year yield is at just over 4%, 4.02. It's up a tenth of 1%. The 10-year is down 1% to 4.665. A pound will buy you €1.16, and it'll buy you $1.31. So the dollar is weakening. Let's have a look at that. Yeah, it's really fallen from a high recently, down 9%, not today, since January. And of course, the dollar is a reserve currency, and so it needs a certain amount of dominance. But the golden death cross is going to happen there as well. Okay, so macro news. US stock markets rise on Trump tariffs. tariff rollback. US stock markets opened higher on Monday after the White House announced that imports of Chinese-made smartphones and some other electronic devices would be exempted from tariffs. The rollback issued on Saturday may end up being short-lived after President Donald Trump said these goods were simply being moved into a different tariff group or bucket. What? What the hell is going on? This Trump presidency is literally, it's following his mind because he's largely in charge of everything. You know, he just, when he wants to say something, he'll say it and it becomes the rule, the law. It's absolute chaos. It's chaotic, disorganized, shambles of a mess. I mean, let's look at the timeline, right? First of all, Trump kept talking about tariffs all the time, most beautiful word in the dictionary. And he comes up with a list of tariffs based on trade deficits with other countries. Not tariffs, but claims they are tariffs, and then adds a formula that's half these deficits. So, the initial premise on which this was based is lies and lunacy. First of all, the lies that there were tariffs, they weren't. And the lunacy just saying we're going to do half that because we're quite generous. What do you... And people went with it. So then China reciprocates. And he says, if you keep reciprocating, I'll double the tariffs. And he went from 34% on China to 84%. China then matched this. And so Trump raised tariffs to 125%, which was later discovered to be 145%. I don't know where they missed the 20% or something on fentanyl or something. So it's now 145%. China's now raised their tariffs to 125%. There's no point raising them anymore because people can't afford American goods with those tariffs on them anyway. And then Trump just comes out and announces a three-month pause on all tariffs, completely off his own back, without discussion to other people. I mean, there was a high-level minister or, you know, part of the Treasury or something was in a meeting when this happened, and someone asked him, did you know about these? He said, yes, I did, sir. So when did you find out? Two or three minutes ago, by text. So Trump is just making up his rules, and he changed his mind overnight. Then over the weekend, iPhones, computers, semiconductor chips were seen to be excluded from all tariffs, including China. Now Trump is saying, these aren't excluded. Again, I repeat, what the hell is going on? If it wasn't quite so serious for business people, businesses, employers, employees, it'd be laughable. It'd be like a comedy. It's chaotic, absolutely disorganized shambles of a mess. And, you know, it's the old cliche, and cliches just hang around and resonate. Yeah, they have a ring of truth to them, of course. And it's the markets and business need certainty in order to plan and invest. Because if they don't know what's happening in regards to, you know, what things are going to cost them in the future, they can't invest, they can't plan, they can't set budgets. And the only certainty with Trump is uncertainty, which is bad for business, investors, and the stock market. I see this as literally another relief rally. The volumes are crazy. The volatility is crazy. Whenever you've seen this kind of volatility in volumes, it's normally in a bear market. I think the S&P 500, American stock market, is going into a bear market. And like I said, the average, you know, drop from the high to the low after a death cross happens is 22%. So that means at least another 10% from here down to the S&P. On average. And there were some, you know, of course, there's 11 sort of times this happened since 2000, and some of these didn't drop very far. But so it may be worse than the average. Who knows? And I think if Trump carries on just changing his mind on a daily basis, it will be worse than the average. People just have paralysis in decision-making. You can't make a decision. Businesses can't because Trump's going to change his mind tomorrow. You need to stick with something for at least a year. Anyway, let's look at some micro news. So I don't believe this is an all-in rally and just go crazy on it. I don't believe that at all. I believe this is going lower. By the way, gold, like I said, in fact, Ramsden's hit an all-time high this morning, 265. It's come back a little bit. It's still breaking out a previous high. So it's now at a recent high, but the all-time high was 263 and it hit 265. So good news is some big buy in this. Volume going through today. Average daily volume is 80,000. It's now 185,000. So, well, like I said, it's one of the only stocks that has growth, good value, and income. Good income as well. So it's one of those safe stocks, you know, worth having in your portfolio, I believe. That's why I've got it in my portfolio. Some micro news. So first and foremost, this is from the Microcap database on my website. And of course, on a daily basis, I publish news, some comments. There's the actual news with highlight bits. There's charts. And you'll see the forecasts and all that stuff. Anyway, let's start in the alphabetical order. Concurrent Technologies, CNC, is ticker there. They design and manufacture a range of computing products for use in critical embedded applications. The company was established in 1995. A lot of this is supplied to military, but any rugged environment where they're needed. So they came out with full year results. They have a market capitalization of 138 million, enterprise value of 124. They've got cash of 13.7 million, no debt. They pay a small dividend of about 0.7%. Some good growth here today. Let's scroll down in my comments there. So their revenue increased by 27% to 40.3 million. That's up from 31.6. Profit before tax also up by 49% to 5.2 million. And cash also increased by 23% to 13.7 million versus 11.1. That's the trifecta of what you're looking for. Revenue, profit before tax, and cash growth. All of them. They tick every single box there. Forecast growth going forward is not as impressive, but these numbers not include any contract wins they could land. As a reminder, they secured 10 major design wins in 2024, including the latest contract to date, or the largest contract to date, sorry. And defense spending, let's be honest, is not going down. So I'd keep an eye on CNC. I think it's a very good company. So profitable. The chart is looking very good. It did have a sell-off recently, but who knows? Next, Cyan Canode, C-Y-A-N. Cyan is ticker. World leading in design and development of narrowband RF mesh networks that enable omni Internet of Things communications. So they are a 46 million market cap company, 45 million enterprise value. This was, what was this? Oh, yeah, the news was today, sorry. 70 million AMISP milestone contract. A global leader in narrowband frequency, please announce, Indian subsidiary, DigiSmart Networks, has been issued a letter of intent for a total contract worth approximately 70 million from the government of Goa's electricity department to deploy approximately 750,000 smart meters. Yes, sounds good, isn't it? Just look at the half-year results to the 30th of September. They did top-line revenue. In fact, the share price dropped, doesn't it? They went from down 3% to 5.6 from 5.77 million. And they made a loss before tax of 2.1 million versus 2.2 million. So the thing is, the forecast for next year is for 33 million, which is 76% top line growth and 1 million profit for tax. My thoughts are this, right? Cyan often release contracts containing big numbers, but they never made a profit, no matter how big the numbers are. Even after this 70 million milestone contract, brokers have not upgraded their numbers. Although at this stage, this is just a letter of intent. The forecast for 2025 do show some impressive growth, like I just mentioned. Top line up by 76, and profit for tax of 1 million versus a loss for tax of 4.2 the previous year, which still puts them on a PE of 45. It's not cheap. However, in 2026, forecasts profit before tax to triple to 3 million, which would put them on a more respectable PE of 15. However, I'd wait the next full year trading update to see how much of these big numbers actually transition into real revenue and profit. Because a lot of these are long contracts rolling, and some of them seem not to materialize. By the way, worth noting is the last paragraph of the RNS today. They say, given this accelerating momentum and the expansion of its business scope, the company is actively engaging with strategic financing investors to further support and enhance its growth potential as an AMISP. Just going to remind myself what that is. Oh, yeah, it's an advanced metering infrastructure service provider. So they raised $5 million recently, and now it looks like they need more funding. So where's the share price today? Because it was a little bit muted. It shot up and then came back. Yeah, how's today? It shot to sort of 15 pence, now back down to 13. And I'm thinking, okay, what's the funding here? Because I would want to see what that is. I mean, how is it going to be done? Is it going to be debt, equity, convertible loan notes? There is some resistance at 15 pence. As soon as there's a breakdown. But I think until we see final results and also how they're going to acquire this to secure this funding, then it's worth just waiting. I also want to see them make a profit for the first time ever, because it's been a long time coming. Next, Hercules Site Services. They have a new civil support framework agreement. By the way, they're a leading tech-enabled labour supply company for the UK infrastructure sector. So they've got a market cap of 39 million. And their results for the year are quite good, actually. They did 28% top line. This is to 30th of September. 28% top line growth to 101 million versus 79. And a pre-tax profit, 2.2 million up from 1.5. So it's a 46% growth. So, and also the net debt came down from 5.8 to 902. But they've also sold a business, which is quite capital intensive, and they raised money as well. So I'm assuming that balance sheet will improve for their interims. But they are forecast to do about 10% top line growth for next year. And profit for tax growth of about 46%. So, yeah. And by the way, this news today is they secured a place on Wessex Water Civil Support Framework. Hercules successfully attended this. Wessex Water has identified a need for investment of £3.65 billion in 25 to 30, which is more than double their previous spend of 1.5. Yeah, the chart's looking quite good. A bit of resistance at 51 pence. That's a good set of results last year. It's worth reading up on Hercules, I think. I mean, because they are in the business of supplying labour to infrastructure projects. And of course, it's one of the growth drivers of this government, isn't it? And they're already doing quite well in what is quite a tough environment, I think. And now with a strengthened balance sheet, I think it's worth looking at them. What's the PE here? Not too bad. Forecast for next year about 13. So they're not, they're growing. Good value. Worth a look, I'd say. And finally, Space and People. I used to be a significant holder of this company, and then I thought, I'll explain why. They had final results of the day. They're a market cap of 1.8 million. They are a retail promotional and brand experience specialist, which facilitates and manages the sale of promotional and retail merchandising. So, Sal's financials have improved since last year. Revenue's up by 15%, 6.7 million versus 5.8, and profit for tax increased by 118% to 225K versus 103K. They're also forecast to continue this growth on the top line by 18% and profit before tax by 28% to 289K. Now, my thoughts is, whilst there's growth on revenue and profit, the size of this profit is small. And I can't wonder if the company, can scale. And that's the issue I had with it. Can this company scale? How big can these profits get? I mean, if the margins stay where they are, which, let's have a look, it's a pre-tax margin of 3%, pretty much. Just over 3%. I don't think they'll provide a decent enough profit to give investors a return. I mean, they're not expensive, but you got to question, can they scale? I mean, if they can get those margins up and continue the growth, that'll be a good sign. That's what you need to see, an improvement in margins. If they can't do that, I think it should just become a private company, because there's about, you know, 300K of associated costs with their listed company, and that would double their profit. So if they don't need to raise money, why do they need to be listed? You know, so I just think they'd make more profit. That's one way of improving their margins. Just don't be a listed company if you don't need to be. Why be one? Because they're very illiquid. I mean, the average daily volume is about £2,000. So not a lot is it being traded. So I just think you may as well delist. You know, save yourself money, make more profit, and there's not that much interest in the stock. So that's my thoughts anyway. I don't think it has enough, it's not scalable anyway. It's a good little business, but it's not scalable for a listed company, really. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Much as appreciatus, and speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.